Siempre todo, Jesus, expense, a demon, who possesses a man, and named him demon. St. Mark, in his gospel, gives us an extra detail. He says, not only that this man, who was possessed by the devil, was dumb, but also that he was deaf. This is indeed what happens in the soul of those who are possessed by a demon and live in the captivity of sin. The devil shoots their heart to any good will and closes their ears to prevent them from hearing any warning, whether from inside or from outside, whether from God or from man. This allegory given by Jesus has a moral sense, which tells us about the different states of the soul. The soul which falls, the soul which rises, the soul which falls again. The soul falls through mortal sin, and God is estranged from that soul, which becomes empty, empty of God. The demon catches it, and according to the strong image of today's gospel, keep watch at its door. He keeps the peace in this soul, which now belongs to him, the gloomy peace of death and ruin. When the soul is not in a state of grace, it loses the presence of God. All the merits of its past are vain. All the good works of its present are vain. The innocence of childhood, the generous fights of the young, the solid virtue of middle age, prayer, forgiveness, thanksgiving, sacrifice, work, suffering, everything is dead. It no longer serves the kingdom of God. And the devil, in us, watches this state of death with all his strength to prevent the forces of God's grace from coming back. But the soul is able to rise. Fortunately, the devil is not the strongest part in the fight. Weakness kept us away from the goodness of God. Our cry of sorrow and confusion and temptation and repentance calls him back. Here is to us, expels the enemy and immediately starts the restoration of what was in the room. From that particular moment, the abundance of our past merits comes back with him. God restores life in the lands of our souls that death has dragged up and prepared them for a new season. When the soul is restored to grace, God gives it peace. The true peace, no longer the gloomy and then the peace of the sepulchres. But the harmonious peace which fills the thorn, the soul with joy. Dear friends, it would be so good to keep this peace. But we know that the devil never sleeps. The proud and stubborn devil never renounces the facts. When it comes out of the man, the gospel says, it goes through every place, seeking rest, and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. He approaches and he sees that soul cleansed from its stains and adorned by grace. Then his heart is filled with hatred, envy, and jealousy. The devil prepares himself for a new attack. He seduces our imagination and our senses. He aims at fascinating the creatures with unreal charms. Those who suffer, who are facing trouble and insecurity, the devil inspires this dissatisfaction, envy, and jealousy in their hearts. Those who are wealthy, he persuades that they cannot be in need of anything, that they have to build up a comfortable nest here or there, to live in a sleepy comfort without looking for work. Those who are solid in faith, when advanced on the path of conversion, he whispers to their ears, you are well rooted in your convictions. I admire your desire not to offend God. Go, you are strong enough, don't worry. The world, in its hostility to God, we have no hold on you. You can watch any website. You have the necessary strength, and you will resist. You can take pleasure in conversation in which charity is sometimes misused. But as long as it is among decent people, go. Why commend yourself to a cautiousness which makes your life boring, complicated, darkens your days, and finally paralyzes you? That's what the demon said to Jonas. He wants victory at any cost, because his proud mind cannot accept humiliation and defeat. Devil doesn't like to lose. He is the perverse spirit whose every gift is turned towards evil. In his stubbornness, he goes and comes back with seven spirits which are worse than himself. Dear friends, the spiritual fight is intense. We need to be reminded of the Savior's words. Watch and pray that he enter not into temptation. Very often, we get trapped because we are too self-confident, because we are presumptuous. And the Spirit with its faithful and grateful army comes back to take possession of our soul. The devil doesn't like to lose. This is why our state, Jesus says, becomes worse than it was before. We could compare it to a convalescent person who escapes an illness which brought him to the doors of death. If he does something foolish, he can fall into an illness worse than the first one. St. Paul warns us when he said that a standing man must be careful not to fall. And we know that the kingdom of heaven endures violent attacks. If we want to reach it, there is no secret. We must take strong and courageous decisions. Dear friends, good news. We find the key of this courage in the Gospel of the third Sunday of Lent. You know, it's not by accident that the Blessed Virgin is mentioned. Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast at which you nourished, says the woman in the midst of the cross. And Jesus answers, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Jesus pays homage to his mother. Our Blessed Lady received the message from the angel Gabriel with such intensity that this word, this promise, felt fresh in her. She was the only one who was able to say yes and thus to bring the remedy to the entire humanity against the devil, said, I will not serve. The Virgin Mary said, behold the handmaid of the Lord. Dear friends, we understand why Mary is the terror of demons. We understand why it is so important to pray Mary for our families to prevent them from division or dissension. At the mention of the name of Mary, demons shudder and tremble. Mary bore the word of God, the second person of the Trinity, who was incarnated in her. She bore him before giving him to the world. And she kept that promise against all odds. There the world through the sermons of Golgotha, the faith of the church. When everybody left, Mary remained standing. Dear friends, this is why in our Lenten resolutions and in the spiritual path that in life, we humbly put ourselves under our protection in order to come out victorious from that fighting man. And our victory will be that of Mary's.